So
I've been challenging myself to tell stories every night of the tour. So I'm going to tell you guys a story next. Then I'm going to play a song and I'm going to take a short break. And San Francisco is like a appy city. It's like startups and tech and stuff, right? So I'm going to talk about dating apps. I'm going to talk about Tinder in particular. And it's so funny. Last night, my buddy Eric and I were joking about, oh, you know, all young comedians ever talk about. I was like, oh, it sucks being single, internet dating, and here I am. But I swear this is like a little bit different of a story than normal. I think this is a G-rated Tinder story. So on Thursday, I was in Las Vegas, and I had a night off. And what I did with my night off was I had a Tinder date in Las Vegas. And that was pretty weird. And that, it sounds like very illicit. Like when you say, oh, I met someone on Tinder in Las Vegas, like that implies things. And I assure you, none of the things you're thinking happened. What happened was the last time I was in Las Vegas, which was last September, I was there with some friends. And I was swiping, as you do, you know, and there was a woman on there who had some mutual friends with me that I know in Chicago. And in fact, serendipity, one of them is Shelby's boyfriend, Christopher Crotwell. So I was like, oh, this is interesting. How does she know these guys I know in Chicago? So we both swiped right. Actually, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is a podcast about being disastrously earnest, so I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I super liked her. You're not supposed to do that. That's like, it shows you're needy. I super like people if I think I have something cool to say to them. So I super liked her. She liked me back. And then we started talking about how does she know Chris Crotwell and my other friend. And it turned out she went to college with them in the University of Alabama, which is a great reason to know somebody. But we chatted for a while, and we were like, oh, you know, we should hang out. But it was already like midnight, and she's like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. Again, this is not like the typical Tinder story. She just went to bed after we talked at midnight. But we kept each other's numbers and we kind of stayed in touch. So when I was booking this tour, I texted her to say like, hey, can you recommend any venues in Las Vegas? Well, she couldn't. It turns out like Las Vegas doesn't have a burgeoning comedy scene that isn't Carrot Top. Yeah. So I did not do a show in Las Vegas. But then I was like, you know, if I have a night off, do you want to like finally hang out like 9 months later? And I'm like, P.S., I'm bringing my dog. And I think that's what sealed the deal, because she was like, yes, definitely. So we went and got burgers at like the only place in Fremont Street with a patio where the dog could sit. And then she gave me a tour of downtown Vegas. And then she came back to my hotel room. And remember, I told you this is a G-rated story. We each had a hard apple cider because she doesn't drink beer. And then she went home. And that was my Las Vegas Tinder date, which is like the nerdiest Las Vegas Tinder date. But, all right, so if we're being real, I don't really prefer to use Tinder for friends. Like, I feel like I have a reasonable amount of friends. I'm not really on dating apps to, like, make friends. But some of my best and most interesting friendships have come specifically out of dating apps and with no intention whatsoever. Like, last December, I met a girl on Tinder, and we went out on two dates. It didn't work. And then we stayed, like, really good friends, and she's one of the most interesting, cool people I know. And then there's this girl, Heather, in Las Vegas that we're buddies, we're trip buddies, and we're going to keep in touch if we're ever in each other's towns. And that's a really weird thing to use Tinder for. Casual sex, what's that? No, like, travel friends and just, like, good hangout friends. I don't know. I think that seems atypical. And I think what I've learned is to adjust expectations or just not have them. Like, that's just a good life lesson, right? Like, don't have expectations. So, like, this tour that I'm on, I planned it 3 weeks ago. And it's very DIY. As you can see, like, we're in a rock and roll bar. But it's sweet because I told every person who booked me, like, all I need is a living room. And this is not a living room, but, you know, it's not the typical storytelling venue. And I think that just kind of being open to whatever comes your way has been very, very helpful for me. And it's led to really interesting side effects, like having a G-rated Tinder date in Las Vegas on a road trip that ended in my hotel room with hard apple cider. Like, that's weird. That's cool. I don't know. That's a story I'm going to remember for a long time. And so if the makers of Tinder are out there somewhere, that they're probably someone that is around in San Francisco who works on Tinder. Thank you for improving my friendships and for not really improving my sex life. I guess that's what, like, real life is for. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what that is, but I sure know a lot about digital life. So, yeah, that's my story about my weird G-rated Tinder date. Yeah.